This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I, of course, was being a manly man on vacation, went to Montana, went fly fishing, where we floated down the Wise River on rafts, had a guide there. My guide, Kelly, kept telling us about he encounters bears, you know, all kinds of wildlife. He would have elk, the wolves. There were a lot of things involved there in Montana. And I probably misspoke yesterday where I was giving some of the advice that my guide gave me if we encounter a bear. And we were going to have on a wildlife expert. Is Dr. Tom Smith there with us, Todd?
He is not with us just yet.
Okay. All right. He could be doing wildlife thing, but we thought we would have somebody there. And I see the wolves kind of concerned me. When a woman who was there in Montana, she drove me to the airport, and she told me about these wolves that were really, there was quite a few of them, and they had a lot of courage there. You know, they had no problem going up on the front porch and grabbing her dog. They eventually got the dog back, but, you know, it was like, okay. This is getting a little nervous here.
Wolves are awesome, though. They're like truly like majestic creatures. If you watch just about like the way that they live as a as a pack, I don't know, I guess, or whatever, they're tremendous.
Yes, Todd.
The professor is with us.
All right. Dr. Tom Smith, BYU professor of wildlife sciences. Doc, thank you for helping us. I may have misspoke yesterday of what you do when you encounter a bear. So if you could give us sort of what the philosophy is and maybe how it's changed over the years of what you do when you encounter a bear.
Yeah, thank you for having me. My pleasure. Well, the main thing I like to emphasize to people is, number one, and this is before any of the advice on how to deal with a bear one-on-one, is you really have no business in bear country without some way of dealing with them. Meaning that you need to have bear spray or a firearm or some kind of deterrent, because if you have a bear that's determined to cause you harm, you've got to be able to tell it no. Just one-on-one, that's not going to happen. So when we see the kind of desperate things people do, such as run from bears, climb trees, or even lay down and play dead, that's almost always because they don't have any option for dealing with the bear other than that.
Okay.
So number one, I wouldn't go in bear country. I've been in there for 30 some years. I've dealt with thousands of bears. I just don't give that option up to bears, that if one of them gets menacingly aggressive, I've got to be able to stop it. So that's number one. Number two, the simplest thing you can do, which is without any deterrence, just in the case you don't have them, is hike with buddies, so like two or more people. Yellowstone Park says at least three. My data from North America say you're pretty safe with two, but
three, that certainly means you just have to be able to outrun one of the two other guys with you, is what you're saying, Doc. That like that,
or use your underpowered gun to shoot one of them in the leg and then run that way.
But I was fishing in Montana, and they have bears there. So,
they do.
Yeah. So. if I encountered a brown bear or a black bear, is there a difference in what I'm supposed to do?
Well, certainly. So let's say after all you've done, you're with your friends, you're fishing along a river, but you're scattered out a little bit. And all of a sudden here comes a brown bear or a black bear. Number one thing, again, is to ready your deterrent, get your bear spray off your hip, and then I would start backing away from the bear, get away from it, give it some space. In many, many instances, the bear's just trying to go somewhere and you're in its way. So get out of its way and then continue to move. Don't run, but don't just stand there. And the reason why I say never stand there is because, let's say on another occasion, you round a corner, you get your rod out, you're fly fishing. You don't know that there's not a bison carcass in that creek and the bear's on it. You don't know that there's not two cubs hiding up in the brush. You standing there saying, hey, bear, don't hurt me," or something like that. That just aggravates it. You need to get away from it. So get away from the bear, but do it in a determined manner, but not with speed.
Which one climbs a tree, Doc?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've seen brown bears up to 30, 40 feet in a tree. So that strategy is a really bad one. I looked at about 150 tree climbers, and we can lay it to rest that trying to outclimb Olympic tree climbers is probably a bad strategy for you and your waders with a fishing rod.
Can I yell at them?
Oh, you certainly can, and that will most times precipitate a charge and then an attack. So I wouldn't do that.
Can I? Oh, no, that they will attack me if I yell at them?
Yeah, that sort of sharp startle can trigger that kind of response.
Right? I had an experience with the Komodo bear. Are you familiar with the spirit bear?
Yes.
And he was about 10 to 15 feet away from me accidentally.
Yeah.
But he was interested in the salmon that were spawning. I was in mm-hmm. British Columbia, and he just looked at me. Now, if he wanted to kill me, he could have. But he just looked, and I think he was curious. But he might have recognized me as being on TV and being in Adam Sandler movies, Doc. But he decided he was going to go eat the salmon. So he didn't care. He had other things on his mind.
I think something about this is important, and people have a hard time wrapping their mind around it. Animals like bears, and you were talking about wolves earlier, they're real narrow in their focus on what they eat, and humans typically are not part of that. So they see you, and they're kind of surprised, and they're trying to size things up. But that's a good time just to move on. Back to your question on black and brown. So a black bear should never approach you, and when you show some aggressive behavior to it, hopefully with some friends, it should run. If it doesn't run, now you've got a problem. Should I say you've got a problem?
What is the most dangerous experience you've ever encountered?
Sitting in a helicopter with two tranquilized bears that were waking up, and the pilot couldn't find a place to land. And I said to him, these two are going parachuting with no parachute in about 1 minute because they were coming out of the drug. So that was not cool. Also, one other one, I chased a bear into the woods. I don't know. I was junior team member, and they said, go after that one. It was a young bear. And I went after it, and it was probably 300 or 400 pounds. And when I got in there, I realized, that's really still a very big animal. So that was a stupid thing to do. I don't know what they thought I was going to do, is run it back to them. They had guns. They were going to tranquilize it. But, I won't do that again.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for thanks for enlightening us on what to do when we encounter a bear. You know, next time that I encounter a bear, maybe I'll just call you when I've encountered the bear, and then you could probably, help me put it on speakerphone, and then you could guide me to safety.
My line's always open, or else the backup is I'll read about you in the newspaper.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate that.
Put it in the database. Yes.
All right. Maybe you could speak, at my funeral. He is Dr. Tom Smith, BYU Professor of Wildlife Sciences. Thank you, Doc. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. All right, Harold Reynolds joining us, our good buddy, MLB Network analyst. MLB Network's live All-Star coverage from Seattle gets underway at 2 Eastern today. A red carpet show followed by intentional talk MLB tonight from batting practice. Harold joins us now on the program. Okay, we were talking about what's more impressive, winning the slam dunk contest or home run derby. What would you?
Well, first of all, Tyreek Hill, if an alligator's after him, we're going to see really how fast he is.
All right. No doubt. Okay, so what's more impressive, winning slam dunk or home run derby?
Well, if you're Spud Webb or somebody like that, I'm going with the dunk. Depends on the size. I mean, really, the big guys are going to hit home runs. A little guy dunking like that, that's the most impressive.
Well, but a little guy hitting a home run as well. Like, what's more? Look, how many home runs did you hit in your life?
21.
Okay. That's impressive.
But I could dunk a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. So what was more impressive, dunking or hitting a home run?
I would say dunking.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the style. I mean, just getting over the rim, yeah. But if you could get up and like, get behind it, yeah, that was impressive.
Best pitcher you homered off of?
Ooh. I don't know. Kevin Brown, maybe?
Okay. He was throwing the sinker, it didn't sink, and then you took him deep?
Smoked it.
Of course you did.
I hope my voice is hanging in there.
Yeah, what's going on with the voice there? Were you yelling last night?
I've been running since I got to Seattle.
Okay.
Been crazy. And then obviously, you know, I picked Julio in the home run derby. I had the front run.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been front running all over the place. No, it's been good. Been a good time. Really busy.
I had somebody ask me this question recently, and I had an answer, and then I kept thinking if I had the right answer. What's more impressive, what Bo Jackson did as an athlete or what Shohei Ohtani is doing as a baseball player?
Wow. These are tough ones. I don't think we'll ever, ever, ever see either one ever again. We just won't. Not to the level that they're doing it at.
But Ohtani is going to catch on, Harold. There's going to be players who are going to want to do both. If you're getting $60 million a year, and you're, I mean, these guys.
They can do it.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I was on the set yesterday with Albert Pujols and Pedro Martinez. And we were talking about this topic, not Bo Jackson involved, but about Shohei Ohtani. And Pedro put his arm around Albert and he said, basically what you're seeing is both of us in one person.
Yeah.
And we looked at the numbers of what he's done the first half. He's on pace for a 50 homer season. And his ERA is going to be like Pedro. It's crazy. Never see it again. No way. Guys will try it. They'll never do it at this level.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'll ever do it at this
we're
level.
We're not going to see Bo Jackson again.
No. No. We won't. Yeah, we won't see those two things. And it's amazing we were able to do it.
Yeah.
But we won't. We won't see it again.
Talking to Harold Reynolds, MLB Network analyst. All right. I'm going to ask you what I asked Jeff Passan of ESPN yesterday. You are Artie Moreno. You own the Angels. You've lost 9 of 10. What do you do with Shohei Ohtani at the All-Star break or at the trade deadline?
I think you got. I was going to move him last year, you know.
Okay.
I just think he is your Herschel Walker trade. Changes the whole franchise. Hard to do. People are going to talk about it, but you got to go down to one thing. Do you feel like he's going to re-sign with you? If you're going to re-sign him, great. I just don't think he's going back. And so that's a big gamble. You had to have already had these conversations. You know it's going to cost you two players' salaries of a Pedro and an Albert in current money.
Yep.
So we're talking $500 to $700 million. Are you going to pay it? Because you're going to get it back, marketing this guy. You're going to make $1 billion in a blink. So are you going to pay it? And that's what it comes down to. It's not, do we like him? Do we want him back? It's not all that. It's, are you going to pay the freight? And it's really, when you sit down, you have a conversation, you make the offer. If he's not going to do it, you got
to
move him.
Yeah, but what's the better avenue to win? Because that's what you owe to your franchise. It's just like Portland with Dame Lillard. You owe it to your fan base to improve your team, and you needed to trade Dame Lillard to improve your team. The Angels and Artie Moreno, you need to decide, can we win with him, or do we have a better chance to win without him?
Well, that's the uniqueness of baseball. You know, if you trade Lillard from the Blazers, right, one guy can really change your basketball franchise.
Yeah.
Baseball, you have to have – you have to have two number ones for sure, and you got to have a lineup. So Shohei is pitching. If you decide you're going to keep him, then you got to go get that other aircraft carrier or two to get you through to win the whole thing.
Yeah, but you already have Trout there.
Yeah, but Trout doesn't pitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, would you trade Trout instead of Shohei Ohtani?
At this point in time, I mean, if you're again, are you going to sign Shohei? What if I trade Mike Trout, thinking, "Hey, I made a nice move," and you're going to get a lot back from Mike as well? But then Shohei says, "You know what? I think I'm going to be a Dodger." What now?
Well, no, I wouldn't. Well, I saw where Alex Rodriguez said he would trade both of them. He'd trade Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
Well. I mean, then you got to start all the way over.
I know.
You got to keep one of them.
What was it like seeing Ken Griffey Jr. there back in Seattle?
You know what? We had a blast. He came on yesterday. I've never seen him as engaged as he was. I mean, he did the HBCU game on Friday. Fantastic. Great event. He was engaged. And yesterday he joined Albert, Pedro, myself, and Greg Amsinger. And so we're talking about Home Run Derby yesterday, right? And in the WBC, Mookie Betts and Trout were like, What's the hitting coach walking around with a glove for? Where's your bat? He goes, I didn't bring my bat. And they're like, yeah, because you can't hit a home run no more. Yeah. So he's like, okay. He said, and this one got funny, Dan. He goes, all right. So I called my wife, Melissa, and said, hey, bring Lucille to the ballpark.
His bat.
We died. Lucille. And so.
What was that, B.B. King's guitar?
Yeah, wasn't that his guitar?
Yeah, I think.
So. So he goes on and says, so Mookie says, you can't do it in 10 swings. He says, yeah, I can. So he does it in 9. All right. And so Trout and him are like talking to Junior, and he goes, you know, that thing's on autopilot, man. That bat knows where to go. He goes, there was many nights I just walked to the plate and Lucille knew what to do. I mean, he was talking so much smack. It was funny.
I wonder if he didn't get hurt. I know it's part of the game, but
yeah,
like how many home runs would Junior have hit?
I think he's close to 800. I mean, if you do the numbers, he was hitting 50 a year. Easy. And he was in his prime. I mean, really in his prime. He just turned 30. And he was already hitting 50 a year for like 3 years or 2 years or something like that. He'd have ran off another 3 or 4, at least 40 some.
Yeah, Paulie.
Griffey's last 3 years in Seattle, 56 homers, 56 homers, 48 homers.
And yeah. And nobody would have questioned those home runs either.
No.
Because he's not involved. He was never... There was never any inkling that Junior used performance-enhancing drugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got out. All-Star game coming up tonight, festivities. What's the red carpet show? Who's going to be on the red carpet?
Greg Amsinger, myself, will host. You know, a couple years ago, Greg broke out shorts, thinking his legs looked good.
Mm.
You know, and then all the players come through. It's a fun time. We talk about the fashion. Tell you what, baseball players, you know, I think Manny Machado started it about 3 or 4 years ago with a jacket and no shirt on underneath, you know, so Mookie Betts has the big hat. And all of a sudden, it changed the whole fashion trend. It was cool, man. So we'll cover that. Then all the pregame and postgame, all that on the network. Obviously, the game's on Fox, so it'll be a good time.
Good to talk to you as always. Get a nap. Rest the voice there for tonight.
I'll be ready.
All right.
Thank you, bud.
Harold Reynolds. He hit 21 home runs in the show. MLB Network analyst. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports national columnist since 2003, New York Times best-selling author, joins us on the program. You've been writing about the situation at Northwestern. What issues do you have with this story?
I guess my biggest, if you want to call it an issue, is we just don't really know the full scope of what happened. Northwestern did this 7-month investigation. You know, they get the whistleblower complaint last November. They hire an outside law firm. They spend, you know, about 7 months on this, interview 50 plus people, go through all the texts, emails. They're doing player surveys through the years. Sounds very comprehensive for what was going on in the culture of the locker room. And then as a private institution, they don't have to release this document, this investigation, the way you would if you were a public school and this was a public document. So they release an executive summary that has zero details into what actually happened, and let alone kind of the context and the perspectives and things like that. And so, you know, no one really knows what the situation was. They suspend, the president suspends Pat Fitzgerald on Friday, says, okay, he's obviously read this whole thing, and says 2-week suspension. I thought that was very naive not to release this, the whole thing for everyone to see and get out in front of this story. And then the story comes out in the student newspaper and on ESPN that the original complainant is telling his side of the story, which could be 100% accurate and all of that, but we don't have any of the other perspective of the other 50 plus people that shaped the original decision. And once the details of the complainant come out, all of a sudden 3 days later, Pat Fitzgerald's fired. And so I think the rest of us are left to say, I don't truly know. We can assume the worst, we can assume this or that, but we don't really know what happened. And why on Friday was it good enough for Northwestern to say, you're suspended for 2 weeks, and then on Monday, you're fired, you're done, get out of here. That's a dramatic switch in 3 days when no real new information had come out.
And that's where I started to go, okay, let me look at the timeline here. Usually Friday news dump, here we are in July. And it almost felt like, hey, can we sneak this one by the goalie here? And he's been suspended for 2 weeks. It felt like once we knew he was suspended for 2 weeks, then our curiosity was, well, wait a minute. What gets you suspended for 2 weeks in July and not maybe a couple of games? Or how serious is this? Because nothing changed from Friday to Monday except for Pat Fitzgerald got fired.
Well, yeah, that and some of the details started coming out. And that's why I think Northwestern, I'm not here to say Pat Fitzgerald should or should not have his job, or they acted in the wrong. Maybe they should have fired him on Friday and they made a mistake then and they corrected on Monday. I don't know. I'm just looking at it from afar. We don't know all the details. There is a big report. There is a thorough investigation. Yeah. And they sat there and said, okay, let's give him 2 weeks off in the middle of summer where nothing is happening at Northwestern. If you're going to suspend someone for 2 weeks, these are the 2 weeks to do it. that literally no impact on anything. There's barely any recruiting going on. You know, go to your lake house, come back in 2 weeks. We're going to implement this stuff. We will root out the culture that's a problem. So they were all in agreement on Friday. And then the details come out. What they should have done, right or wrong, if it led to this or not, is release the entire report, allow all of the context and perspective to come out. I'm not saying again, the complainant could be 100% accurate, and what is described is troubling and ridiculous and all of those things. But many times with this stuff, you want the full perspective. This is a court case. It's not a criminal court case. It's not a civil court case, but it's in the court of public opinion. Why are we keeping our coach? Why are we firing our coach? What you don't do if you're the school or a defense attorney is ever just let the witness, the complainant, get up and tell his story and then say, we have no questions. We have no opening statement. We have no rebuttal. We have no witnesses, nothing. We're just going to sit here. And that's what Northwestern kind of seeded the narrative in the court of public opinion. And then when it started to shift, perhaps rightfully, they all of a sudden change their mind and go to the drastic step of firing. So I thought I don't know that the result is wrong. I just know the way they got to it is highly questionable and was botched. And so maybe, again, they should have fired him on Friday. Why did the president not fire him on Friday? And then on Monday to say, oh my, I'm just so troubled by this. This guy has to go, instead of saying, look, whatever justification they came up with on Friday, I assume he's been here 17 years. We can stop hazing very quickly. This isn't something that's like impossible to stop. You can stop it right away. It'll never happen on the 2023 team. Instead, it's just like, he's got to go. So really awkward, clumsy effort on how they got to this. Maybe it's the right decision. Maybe it's the wrong one. Neither I nor pretty much anyone other than the president of Northwestern has any idea about the full context of the story.
Yeah, and the cynic in me, if he's 11-1 last year, not 1-11, he's not as vulnerable, it feels like. Also, did coaches know about this? Assistant coaches, the new head coach, the interim head coach, players, seniors, juniors, were they culpable in this? Is there sexual assault that's in here? Did they violate Northwestern's code of conduct? I mean, there's a lot to unravel here other than it felt like, hey, 2 weeks, let's move on. Fire the coach, let's move on. It just feels like this is a ball of yarn, Dan, that is just going to keep on unraveling here and might get even uglier.
Until you release the full report, it's going to keep dripping out. That was extremely naive by Northwestern to assume to just say, hey, guys. And look, when you suspend someone like Pat Fitzgerald on a Friday in the summer, on the week of July 4th, it's a news dump to try to hide the story, right?
Yeah.
It's such an obvious news dump that it becomes the story.
It becomes obvious.
Nobody is getting fooled.
Yeah.
Like, wait, Pat Fitzgerald is getting suspended? What is going on here? Oh, we just finished. Don't worry. Just calm down. Let everyone enjoy their weekend. Cook some hamburgers and we'll be fine. No, everyone's going to go, wait a minute. And the naivete of thinking the complainant, who is not bound by any confidentiality, is going to just sit there and say, okay, I'm good with this. I definitely will not talk to the media about what I, right? So this complainant saying, I didn't get what I wanted out of this, so I'm going to ramp it up. And I'm going to tell my story was not told in this executive summary. It just said there was some things and, we'll just move on. He's saying, hey, heck no, I'm going to tell my story. And good for him. He has that right. What he went through, the story he told and what he went through, he deserves to tell his story. So he goes out and tells it. And now, all right, we got to go. Yeah. And then you sit there and say, well, they've won 4 games in 2 years. But then on the other side, they're trying to raise money for a new $800 million football stadium. And Pat Fitzgerald is extremely popular and connected with them. So how much of all of these things did that play in on Friday? We can't fire this guy. We got to build this stadium. Or was it now? Well, he wasn't winning anyway. Nobody knows anything. And everyone's now curious. America loves a mystery. And Northwestern created a mystery on something that perhaps was a simple solution or perhaps not. But eventually this report has to come out because perhaps there is context. Perhaps there is other witnesses. Perhaps it gets worse. I don't know. I don't know what's in the report. Maybe it looks even worse and you go, how the heck did you not fire him on Friday? Or maybe you read it and go, yeah, maybe you give the guy another chance. Northwestern trying to hide by this has done no good on a story that I agree is a yarn, a ball of yarn that's going to keep going.
Good to talk to you as always, Dan. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Talk to you soon.
That's Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports national columnist and New York Times bestselling author. Yeah, I think the school paper played a role in this and exposing this and going in and be willing to find out something that could be ugly, that could reflect poorly on your university. And not all journalists will do that. Sometimes, you know, the older you get friendlier with somebody, the coach or the athletic director. And, you know, this is Northwestern. This isn't the SEC. This is Northwestern, and they've struggled here the last couple of years. And I think going 1-11 made him very vulnerable. If you're 11-1, not as vulnerable, even though you could be guilty of the same things. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. We'll talk some football with Albert Breer. He has ranked all of the college quarterbacks who are eligible for the draft, led by Caleb Williams. You know, we have this every year where we anoint a quarterback. Like, that guy can't miss. And then they play one more year. And then they suddenly can miss. You know, you can look at Matt Leinart. You could look at Christian Hackenberg. That was his freshman year. So he didn't have just one more year. Like, if he was a freshman and he was eligible, they kept saying he'd be the number one overall pick. Josh Rosen. You know, these guys who maybe stay one more year, like, you get a glimpse of them, and you're like, oh, my God, that guy's unbelievable. And then all of a sudden you go, eh, maybe not as unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, you know, like Matt Barkley, you're like, oh, my God, that guy, Sam Darnold, that guy is going to be great. And then I was, you know, he's got kind of a loop in his delivery there. This is what happens, because now we get to pick. Now you get analyzed. Now you're under the microscope. Yes, Eden.
Caleb Williams getting high praise from people.
Oh, crazy.
High praise.
Crazy praise. Yes, Marv.
So Mark Sanchez did the right thing by leaving after his junior year.
Probably so. Even though Pete Carroll was trying to throw himself in front of the door. You know, maybe Mark wasn't ready, but in his mind he was ready. And he was ready to get paid. What was he, the fifth pick overall? Yeah. So, okay, I might not be ready, but I'm ready to get paid. All right, so we'll talk to Albert Breer about these quarterbacks. And also, Dalvin Cook, kind of quiet. DeAndre Hopkins, kind of quiet. And it feels like that might be training camp situations where you're waiting for somebody, like the Jets with Breece Hall, him coming back. I wondered about the Cowboys with Tony Pollard and how healthy he's going to be. Could you give them a little bit more time to get ready? But Dalvin Cook is going to cost you. DeAndre Hopkins, do you want him? Gosh, if I'm the Patriots, I sign both of them. Like, this, it's such a faceless franchise. At least I can get a couple of guys who are proven. You know, there's name recognition. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, the Patriots, I think they have either week two or three of Sunday Night Football. And when I saw the schedule, I was like, ew. Yeah, like, in Foxborough?
Wait,
like,
did you actually say, ooh?
I said, ew. I was like, Giants, Cowboys week one. I was like, okay.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
All right, get up.
Patriots and who?
I don't even know. It didn't even matter who it was. It was just, ew. Like, that's who it is?
Let's take a break.
I think it's Cardinals, Patriots.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
Let's go. We'll take a break. Back. What, Paulie?
Eagles at Patriots?
In the words of Jim Boeheim. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the Monday Morning Quarterback. He is the Monday Morning Quarterback, and he's look at the paperwork here I got on all of these quarterbacks here. Man, this is a deep dive. I mean, he even went to Devin Leary at Kentucky and Washington State's Cameron Ward, Deion Sanders' son. There's a lot of quarterbacks, but we start with Caleb Williams at the top. Are there any negatives with Caleb Williams?
It's hard to find one, Dan. I mean, we're really at the point now where it feels like this is encroaching on that Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence category. And I've been covering the league for almost 20 years, and I think over my lifetime there are four guys that are sort of in a different category from a prospect standpoint at that position: John Elway, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence. That doesn't mean anything as far as what they became in the league, but just how they were seen coming out of college. And I think the lack of flaws with Caleb Williams, and of course we're going to pick him apart, and he's going to have all the pressure on him this fall because of that. But just as far as where they are, you know, going into their last year and then where they should be coming out of their last year in college, that's where Caleb Williams is. And Drake May is really well thought of too, but everybody I've talked to said there is a gap. You know, it's Caleb Williams one, gap, Drake May two, gap, and then the pack. And so Caleb Williams is seen that way as the sort of generational prospect that Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck were over the last 15 years.
You are joining us. You're on vacation, and we appreciate you joining us. But I'm looking in the background there. You got the water. And there's some kids there. Are those your kids?
So my daughter's right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's right there.
I wasn't sure.
I think my son's trying to make air by driving as fast as he can by the shot on his bike.
Yeah, I just saw him. I saw him zoom by you there. But that picture is real. The water is real behind you there.
Water is real. Yeah. The boats are real. All of it. Todd, okay. Actually, I think it was Todd, hooked me up here. And we actually had a less scenic shot. And then I said, well, hey, how about this? So this was this was actually his choice, not mine.
I like it. I like
just so
it.
You know, I'm not chest pounding or anything else, because for everybody who's out there thinking I'm bragging, my summer is officially over in about a week. So I'm just getting what I can get while I can get it.
Give me some other names that we should keep an eye on this upcoming season. That, yes, Caleb Williams is one. Drake May would be two. And then who's going to be that third quarterback off the board?
Sure. Like one name that kind of kept coming up when I talked to more people was Bo Nix at Oregon, who, you know, I think was seen as a very flawed player playing in a flawed offense at Auburn. And I think he opened a lot of eyes with what he did last year at Oregon. And being able to do that again, even though he lost his offensive coordinator and even though he lost some offensive linemen in his sixth year in college this year, I think could get him in the first round discussion. I think he's a little closer to that than some of the other guys. Now, there are guys that I think have more talent than him, and two of them would be Quinn Ewers at Texas and J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, where those guys have talent to potentially go in the first round. The question is, are they going to develop like they need to develop? Like, they aren't finished products yet. Trent Dilfer, who, you know, like, and as you know, sees all these kids from high school on up and has seen a lot of these guys through the Elite 11 program since they were teenagers, said Quinn Ewers has like a Jeff George arm, right? And I think when you watch Texas on Saturdays, you can see that. So, but Ewers is still pretty raw. So playing another year for Steve Sarkisian at Texas, does he get there where he's the third quarterback off the board? J.J. McCarthy's another one where he was up and down at points last year, but he won his first 12 starts at Michigan. So is he in the conversation? So I think those three names, Nix, McCarthy, Ewers, would be in the conversation. Jordan Travis at Florida State's another one. And I think that's what's so intriguing about this year's class is you've got a clear one, you got a clear two, and then you've got like this clump of players where there's real talent and they're going to kind of duke it out for draft position over the course of the next 6 months.
I talked to a talent evaluator. This is after the end of last season, and he said he would lump in Michael Penix at Washington
and put
him in there. And I think he's been around maybe 5 years. You transferred from Indiana, but
six years. And that's the COVID thing, though. Like that's what happens. Like Jordan Travis is, I think Nix is 5 years.
Okay.
But Jordan Travis is 6 years, right? And Penix is 6 years. And that's like the COVID effect, is the guy's got the extra years of eligibility. And Penix is interesting because I think he's got some physical ability, but it's sort of like Nix a little bit in that, like, a lot of people didn't like his Indiana tape. And then he went to play for Kalen DeBoer at Washington. And I think there's that thing, you know, like that you hear sometimes, is it the offense or is it the quarterback? And Bo Nix is going to have the opportunity to answer those questions this year at Oregon because he's losing his offensive coordinator who went to Arizona State to be the head coach. You know, the question is with Penix, I think it's going to be a little more of, can he dispel all the questions that he had hanging over him at Indiana, playing in a little bit of a different type of offense at Washington? But there is some talent there. And he'd be another one. I should have thrown him in the mix. But that sort of tells you how big the group is, too, is that there's a half dozen guys who I think have an opportunity to maybe play their way into the first round discussion, or at the very least into like the top 100 discussion.
What about Deion Sanders' son?
Yeah, so he's interesting because, you know, he was a dominant player at Jackson State. And now what we're seeing more with these guys is they have the opportunity to transfer up. And so, you know, now you're going to get to see him in the Pac-12 playing at Colorado. And, you know, the word that came up with Deion's kid was the same word that came up with Drake May, which was smooth. Like, he looks really natural playing the position. And now playing against better competition at Colorado, we should get a look at how he looks when everybody else has got the same level of ability that he does. Because remember, he was a guy who, coming out of high school, had the opportunity to play at that level but wanted to play for his dad. And so we haven't seen him in the context of like the FBS, like Power 5 level. And now we're going to get the chance to see him do that at Colorado. And and the cool thing about it is we're going to get to see him do it at Colorado, where in a lot of games, they're going to be at a talent deficit. So NFL evaluators are going to get the chance to look at him and see what it's like when he doesn't have a talent advantage going against the other team.
Albert Breer joining us from vacation. He's the Monday morning quarterback of NFL free agent updates. Anything?
Yeah. I assume you're talking about the big two, which we've all been obsessing over the last month, because there's not a whole lot else to talk about. But DeAndre Hopkins and Dalvin Cook would be the two. You know, I think both their situations are somewhat similar in that the money hasn't been what they wanted it to be. And I think the hope is, as you get closer to training camp, maybe a contender like looks at its roster in their pre-camp meetings and says, you know, we need to add a body there, or somebody has an injury earlier in camp and they decide that they need to act with some urgency and up the ante a little bit. You know, obviously with Hop, like the teams have been Tennessee and New England, and those teams haven't been willing to go to the financial point that he wants somebody to go to get him. Now, I think he'd be willing to go at a little bit of a discount to a Buffalo or a Kansas City, but that ship sort of sailed going back to the draft when, you know, the Odell Beckham deal got done, and that sort of poisoned the well on the negotiations with Hopkins with those two teams. So, like, for example, Kansas City is in a situation where they gave the money they were going to give to Hopkins to Donovan Smith, their new left tackle. And so they decided we still need a body at receiver. They draft Rashee Rice in the second round out of SMU. So like coming out of spring now, do they look at it when they have their meetings before camp and say, we don't want to rely as much on Rice as a rookie, so we need to go and get a DeAndre Hopkins. And oh, by the way, if we get a deal done with Chris Jones, that's going to free up some cap space for us to do it. So I think the Chiefs would be a contender to get back in there. Buffalo, I think just because of the Stephon Diggs situation, I think they'd be a no. They were cognizant of that even before everything kind of blew up in June, that like they really had to be cognizant of where the ball was going and that Steph needed a certain amount of touches. And Hopkins is sort of a volume player, so I don't think that they'll get back in it. You know, and then with Cook, I still think the team to watch with him is the Jets. You know, like I know he's got an interest in them, and you know, looking at where they are from a roster standpoint, you know, bringing Breece Hall back from injury and having the opportunity to be a little flexible as far as giving him his time to come back from his ACL and maybe getting him in a better place in October rather than rushing him back in September. And still, you know, doing your best to act with urgency to win the games in September because you are in a win now situation with Aaron Rodgers would make all the sense in the world. So I think the Jets would be the team to watch with Cook. You know, we'll see what happens as we get closer to camp with both those guys if more contenders throw their hats in the ring. And I know that was a complicated answer, but I'm trying to recap the last 3 months with both those guys for
you.
Yeah,
and I agree with you on Dalvin Cook with the Jets. And I thought about Dalvin Cook with the Cowboys with Tony Pollard coming back from a broken leg that – you know, the Jets are in an all, you know, a win now mode. The Cowboys are always in that. And I just think, you know, the contributions of both of those running backs, that you give them a little extra time instead of kind of, you know, expediting their rehab process and bringing those guys in. But I don't know what happens when they get healthy and now you're sharing, you know, touches and how that works there. But it feels like Dalvin.
Dan, I think with the Jets, it's like every game counts now. You know what I mean? Like, not that it doesn't for other teams, but like if you're the Jets, it's like, no, we're in it for now. Like, we're in it for now. We don't know what 2024 is going to look like, what 2025 is going to look like. You know, and I think if you talk to like Buccaneers people, they would tell you we were all in for every game and it was the right thing to do because we competed for championships for 3 years and we won one, right? And that's sort of where the Jets are right now. So you can't throw away week one or week two to be judicious with a single player. So if you want to still be judicious with that single player, how do you make it work? Well, you get somebody to replace them for those 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's why that sets up as sort of a perfect situation if they could work the numbers out. And again, like both these guys, money's a factor with both of them. Like those guys aren't going to go take the league minimum to chase a ring.
Before I let you go and you end your reign as the worst dad ever, as you're doing a live report while your kids are riding your bikes near the beach there. I wondered about this with Greg Popovich. He signed a 5-year deal after they get Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio. I'm wondering if there's a quarterback that will keep Belichick. Let's say he got Drake May or Caleb Williams. Is there a player that would keep him in that job, almost energize him, sort of the way Victor Wembanyama has done Greg Popovich?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I don't know, because I do think that the Shula record is sort of looming over all of this. Yeah. And I believe he's 19 wins away, which puts you like borderline, you know, like based on the team they have, it's a toss-up. Does he make it there by the end of 2024? And like everybody I know that knows Bill really well says like his juice for the job hasn't gone anywhere. Like he still loves it, and he's found a way to balance it where, you know, like I think he can still do the things that a lot of 70-year-olds, 75-year-olds want to do in retirement and still be a coach, you know what I mean? And still do all of that. And so I think wins and losses are a part of it. And yeah, I mean, I think if a certain level of quarterback came along, or if Mac Jones somehow got to that level, now I don't think most people would tell you that's in the cards, but if like he had another person at that, another quarterback at that level, I think it would certainly be something that it'd be tempting for him to stay, because I do think that like he's gotten to a point, and I'm sure it's the same with Pop, where like all the things you want to do, you know, in your golden years, like in your 70s and your 80s, like those guys have sort of figured out how to do that and do the job, you know? And so I think that that's like a little thing that like has made it so to go, made it so he could go from the guy who said, you won't find me out there like Marv Levy in my 70s coaching to now being that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what allowed him to do it. And so, yeah, I mean, I think if he looks at it and says, I could win two championships in 5 years with the quarterback that I have, I certainly think that that would be something that might, that, that could entice him to stay. And like on paper, at least looking forward at it now, like a Caleb Williams and Drake May would be that guy. Now, the problem is you're going to need to be absolutely awful to get them. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't, like if they're that bad, does Robert Kraft keep them around?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I wondered about that. Go back to being a great dad there on vacation. I hope you can find your children. And
I think my attention whore son just like skidded by. For
I saw
time.
Him. But I got to find your daughter. I'm looking for her in the picture there.
Well, there are three of them. I think our middle may have decided he didn't want to be on the camera today. So,
thank you, Albert.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, and he is the Monday Morning Quarterback.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.